Welcome to 11 Cats Radio. Have you ever wondered how a cat's perception of the world might differ from your own? Well, put your cat glasses on and find out what cats want you to know as we explore their world through their eyes. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, a healthcare and patient advocate for people and an advocate, not only for my 11 cats, but for you and yours, and for cats everywhere. Enjoy the next few minutes with us, where we believe that a cat is not just a cat. Well, today we are going to get into a stinky subject. Cat pee. That's right. How to stop your cat from peeing outside the litter box. Now, with 13 cats, I have certainly come across my share of pee in improper places outside of the litter box for whatever reason. So I've done lots of research on this, and today I want to share with you some of the things I've learned. And there was a very short slideshow on this on PetMD.com. So here's what I've learned. First, you have to address the inappropriate urination. While it's understandably upsetting to find cat pee around the house, you just need to realize that cats aren't being bad when they go outside the box. They're simply behaving in a way that addresses their needs at the time. There are numerous reasons why a cat might pee outside the box. But with a little investigation and perhaps a trip to the vet's office, you should be able to determine what needs to be done to stop your cat's inappropriate urination. So here we go. First, begin by thoroughly cleaning up the mess. Sounds obvious, but you want to be sure to thoroughly clean all the areas where your cat has peed outside the box, because you want to be sure that you've eliminated the odor, not just for your own sake, but also so the smell doesn't draw your cat back to the same spot. Invest in a black light and your nose to identify all the problem areas. And if you're dealing with fresh urine, first blot up as much as possible with a paper or cloth towels. Next, and for older spots, pick the best cleaning method based on what has been soiled. Hard surfaces can be thoroughly cleaned with your favorite household cleaning solution. I simply use vinegar. You can use your washing machine for bedding and towels. Rugs and upholstery are best cleaned with an enzymatic or bacterial cleaner, but be sure to follow the manufacturer's instructions to maximize their effectiveness, and you might want to spot test first. They do sell those enzyme cleaners at every pet store. Next, become a sleuth and define the problem. When you discover pee where it doesn't belong, you need to determine whether it is the result of spraying or urination. Cats urinate outside the litter box and spray for different reasons, and they require different types of treatment. When cats spray, they usually stand in front of a vertical surface and squirt a relatively small amount of urine on it. Often, if you find a splatter of urine on the wall, your cat is probably spraying. Now, when cats urinate, they usually squat and leave behind a larger amount of urine on a horizontal surface. Next, you want to tackle the problem quickly. Address the spraying or urination outside the litter box quickly before it becomes a normal behavior and a habit to your cat. When it comes to spraying, intact males are the most notorious offenders. If your neutered cat, though, is spraying, try making him feel more secure in his territory. In a multi-cat household, it may help to provide separate living areas for each cat. Now, if this is not feasible, provide elevated cat perches and hiding places and covered escape routes so cats can easily avoid each other. Add additional litter boxes. If you've determined that your cat is urinating inappropriately rather than spraying, it's time to take a close look at your litter box situation. First, how many do you have? One litter box is often just not enough, even for one cat. The general rule of thumb is one box per cat plus an extra one. Cats can be very picky about using a box that already contains urine or feces, particularly if that urine or feces is not their own. So the more litter boxes you have, the more likely your cat is to find one that suits his fancy. And I see that around here all the time. If there's poop or pee in a litter box, they'll travel on and find a different one. Although I must say, with 13 cats, I have 15 litter boxes. I clean them twice a day. That's 30 scrapings and sometimes even more. So there you go. You might want to address litter box location. Think about where you have the litter boxes located. If you have multiple stories in your home, you'll want at least one on each floor. Now think about it. If you were on the second floor of your house, would you want to run all the way downstairs to use the bathroom? Well, neither does your cat. And when litter boxes are too tucked away, say inside a cabinet or in the corner of a basement laundry room, cats may not bother to go find them. So make it convenient for your cat to use the litter box, and that will often alleviate the problem. And finally, if your cat keeps peeing in the same spot, try placing a litter box over that area and then slowly move it to a more appropriate location. And I've done this on many times. They would poop in a corner, and I figured, all right, that's where I'll put the litter box, and then that ended the problem. You could try a different box. An enclosed litter box may fit nicely with your decorating standards and help contain the mess and odor, but your cat may not agree. Enclosed boxes can be small, dark, smelly, and difficult to turn around in, not conducive to cats doing their business. You also want to make sure the sides of your litter box are low enough for your cat to easily step over, especially as he or she reaches old age. The ideal litter box is large, open, and has low sides or at least one low spot to ease access. And if you can't find the size you want at the pet store, you could make do by using plastic underbed storage boxes. Even if you have a small cat, I get the extra large litter boxes just so there's room for them to turn around. Now, clean your litter box regularly. A filthy litter box is almost guaranteed to send a cat elsewhere to pee. Cats are very clean creatures by nature. Would you want to go walk barefoot through your cat's litter box? Well, if it's dirty, neither does he. At a minimum, litter boxes should be scooped out at least once a day and dumped, washed, and refilled every month. And as I mentioned to you before, I clean litter boxes twice, almost three times a day. If there's poop, especially in them, I scoop it out. Next, you want to check the type of litter you're using. Heavily perfumed cat litter may seem the better choice. I mean, who wouldn't want to smell perfume rather than a dirty litter box? But cats tend to disagree. Their noses are more sensitive than ours, so what seems pleasant to us can be overpowering to them. They also like to stick with the familiar, so a cat may urinate outside the litter box if you suddenly switch to a new type of litter. Studies have shown that among cats, the all-around favorite litter type is an unscented clumping litter containing activated charcoal. If you want to try this or any type of litter for the first time, just make sure you have at least one box in the house that contains the old type of litter. What I used to do is put a little of the new in, a lot of the old, and little by little transition until I was using all brand new, just because cats can be picky. You'll want to observe social dynamics to see what might really be going on. Conflicts between multiple cats or the introduction of a new cat may cause inappropriate urination. If your cat's got into an altercation in or near the litter box, he or she may choose to avoid it rather than suffer through a repeat occurrence. If that's the case, separate the cats for a while to let the tensions fade and then try to gradually reintroduce them. Make sure you have several litter boxes spaced out throughout the house so one cat cannot prevent access to all the boxes at the same time. That's what's called a litter box bully. And finally, you may want to consult your veterinarian. If inappropriate urination has become an issue with your cat, the most important thing you can do is make an appointment with your vet. Your cat's doctor will take a complete history and perform a physical exam, your analysis, and perhaps some other diagnostic tests to determine if the problem is medical rather than behavioral in origin. Urinary tract inflammation, diabetes, and kidney disease are just three of the common health issues that can make cats urinate outside of the litter box. If your cat is given a clean bill of health, your vet may then be able to help you to move on to addressing environmental or behavioral issues that may be playing a role. So there you have it, 10 things to think about if your cat is peeing outside the litter box. Who knew we would be talking about such things? But we've all had to deal with it one time or another, and with 13 cats, I know I surely have. So, there you go. A short lesson in cat pee. Thank you for joining us at 11 Cats Radio. I am Pat Rulo, grateful that you choose to advocate with me. Until next time, visit 11catsradio.com and give your cat a kiss from me. And remember, accepting a cat into your life is a lifetime commitment.